We're here with Kevin Dunitz, a 20-year veteran of the telecommunications industry and global telecommunications expense management, or TEM, lead for MTORIS, an IBM company. And we're discussing the benefits of maintaining a quality telecommunications inventory. Kevin, why does having a high-quality inventory matter to the enterprise?
Well, Dan, the inventory is the center of the world for TEM, really. So our philosophy is, how can you pay the proper amount for your telecom network if you don't know what you have and you don't know how that service is used and configured? It's like anything else. You should only be paying for what you ordered and what you use, and the inventory answers that question. The other issue with inventory is it's highly dynamic. So you're always ordering new stuff or changing parts of your network or disconnecting some of the services that you don't need anymore. And every time you do one of these transactions against your network, you're going to change the amount of your invoice. If you order more services, your invoice might go up. If you disconnect services, your invoice might go down. So you need a high quality inventory because it answers the question of why did my invoice go up or why did my invoice go down? You see the trend, you see the invoice load, you see that amount, and then you can go back to your activity of, again, the things that you ordered and disconnect, and it answers the question. And if you didn't have an inventory, there would be no way to answer that question at all. So it's the center of the world, it's a critical part of the process, and at the end of the day, it's going to be the way that you ensure that you're paying only for the services that you consume and use.
What are some of the costs and requirements of maintaining a telecom inventory?
I've got a lot of pushback over the years in talking to customers about, you know, the importance of the inventory and the need to invest resources in it. There's no doubt that for a lot of people it's something that they never really did and never really had to invest any money or time in. But as I was just saying, it's hugely important. And, I see the investment coming in kind of three pieces. You have to build an inventory, and so you have to invest some money to do that initially. Then, and it depends on how much you do, but there's kind of an ongoing cost of cleaning the inventory. As much as I'd like to have a silver wand and give customers a perfect inventory on day one, the reality is it's a process, and we need to put some funds aside to, and some time and resources to continue the process of getting the inventory to a point where it can really add its highest value to the TEM solution. And then the final category is just what's required to maintain it. We've cleaned it. That's kind of like a cleanup activity, kind of a, you know, startup phase. But then after that, of course, we don't want it to get dirty. We want to have a high-quality inventory to continue to match all that invoice data up against and make sure we're paying for the right services. So in terms of the cost, you're looking on the creation side, we've got to go in there and try to create some notion of an inventory, and your TEM provider will help you do that. And you really can spend any you know, as much as you want or as little as you want to do this. But depending on your size, I would say you're looking at somewhere between say $10,000 U.S. dollars and $100,000 U.S. dollars, and for our listeners in EMEA, you know, perhaps 7,500 euros to 75,000 euros to build a decent inventory. And on the high end, you're looking at the cost for a company that's spending, call it $150 million per year. So pretty significant. So it's really not that bad of an investment, but it's the payoff is pretty incredible. It's kind of one of these things, if you take the time to do it right, you'll get huge benefit from it on the back end. So once that's done, then we kind of proceed to the cleanup activity. And the best way I can characterize the cost of doing that is really just about chunking out some portion of the inventory over time and cleaning it up. So it's really like a human resources kind of cost. And again, you could run the project for a year say, hey, I want 50% of somebody's time working on it, or you could do it over multiple years and potentially have it be, just a 10% of a person's time. But we're talking a percentage of a person's time, basically. So let's just call that, 10 to 20% of somebody's time trying to, clean up the inventory. And one important point I wanted to make regarding this cleanup process, which kind of almost makes the notion of investment a moot point, but as you're going through and cleaning up the inventory, you're actually auditing your inventory as you're going through the process, because you have to look at all this stuff and figure out if it's real and how it should be configured and what attributes you need to add to it. So as you're going through this process, you're actually going to find services to disconnect, and which ultimately saves your company money. So you're spending them time to pay somebody to do it, but you're going to get immediate return because they're going to find stuff that needs to be disconnected. And the final point is that on the, kind of on the ongoing side, it's very important to maintain this inventory. You put all this money and time into it. We want to maintain it. So we need to ensure that all of the changes to the inventory are documented. And a lot of times people will just send off their emails or they'll make a phone call. We're going to have to ask them to keep track of the orders and enter them into the TEM solution. And by doing that, there is a little bit of a time consumption that they wouldn't have normally had. But again, it's relatively small compared to the value that they're going to derive from the inventory.
So this seems like a large task if a company has not been maintaining this inventory over time. What are some of the best practices to accomplish establishment of an inventory?
So we've built a lot of inventories over our 14-plus year history, and it's changed over the years. We many times would take our customer's inventory and try to put it into our spreadsheets and load it into the system and use that and ride that for a while. Sometimes we'd augment it with customer service records or CSRs. Sometimes we could build a customer's inventory from scratch. But the way we've been doing it recently, which I think is working well, is we take the customer's invoices and we load all those invoices up with all the line items. And the line items on an invoice are really the circuits or services that are going to be our inventory at the end of the day. So we can load all these invoices and all the line items, and then we have a capability to automatically generate the inventory off that. So that's really the way that's working best for us today. And one of the benefits of doing that is some of our customers like to allocate their charges back to the business units at the line item level. So if you buy a circuit, for instance, you want to say all the charges for that circuit are going to go back to a particular division, for example. So by creating the inventory from the invoice, we get this kind of cool ability that we're already linked to the division properly, and we have a direct path back to that organization that ordered those services. So that's one of the nice benefits. We're also going to get quite a few fields filled in automatically that are important to the process. We're going to get the, obviously the service provider. We're going to get the phone number or circuit IDs accurate. We're going to get some location information. So we get a lot of the key fields we need automatically right off the invoice, which basically diminishes the need for cleanup in some situations. It's not all perfect, however. One of the downsides of this approach is that because we're loading all that invoice data, it's not necessarily all the circuits are not necessarily all ours. Sometimes we need to actually go and we actually need to go in there and disconnect some services because those services on the invoice maybe were erroneously added to the invoice. So by adding all this data, I guess in some essence we're putting data in there that needs to be scrubbed and removed. The other part of the process, by the way, when we load this invoice data is we will give it back to the customer. So we'll give them the opportunity to clean up the data before it's loaded. So we can take whatever great data we get on the invoice and kind of augment it with even better data that the customer puts in. So that's kind of the best practices, I guess, if you will. That we're using with our customers, and it's working very well.
And what's the best way to maintain this inventory over time?
The inventory maintenance, you know, really never ends, of course, because we're always ordering stuff. But I think what I advise customers is, you know, there's really three pieces. There's process, there's policy, and then there's kind of an element of software. And with regard to policy and process, what I usually tell customers is you have to decide that you're going to centralize your ordering capability to one group where you can kind of control what's happening. And you have to enforce a policy that says all orders will go through your TEM solution. Because what happens is if everybody in the field is doing stuff all over the world and there's no central record, just bad stuff's going to happen. There's no controls. Things are going to get ordered that shouldn't, or they're going to get ordered incorrectly. So you got to put a policy in place to enforce that all orders are going to go through the single TEM solution. And then you get some notion of control. And then kind of to implement that policy and that process, then you bring in the software component. And we sell a solution called Service Order Manager. And the idea is that you need a piece of software that you wrap around the inventory, which can do all your what we call moves, adds, changes, and disconnects, and automatically update the inventory without having a person kind of in there, you know, typing stuff, and maybe they make a typo or whatever. And by wrapping the Service Order Manager around the process, we can, again, enforce the policy, keep a consistent process on a global basis, which then will yield to a maintained inventory. So that's really the key, the policy, the process, and a piece of software that manages orders and keeps people from kind of in an ad hoc fashion updating, you know, fields, you know, one at a time. The other thing I want to mention, too, is by having the Service Order Manager, a software component, you're getting all the timestamps and all the rigor around data integrity to be able to capture, like, who did it, when they did it. So there's kind of an accountability trail. So if something does happen and you find that you're paying for a service, you have a complete history of how that service was ordered, who ordered it, when they ordered it, why they ordered it. So you've got a great piece of data in the database to really ensure that if there are violations of policy or process, that you can, in fact, understand why it happened.
Thank you. We're speaking with Kevin Dunitz, a global TEM lead for mTORIS and IBM company, and this is part of an ongoing series on telecommunications expense management.